The hottest contest in West Danville, Vermont, is watching ice melt. Literally. But there's more at stake. Last year's winner walked away with about $2,500. Tickets are going fast, and people beyond the small town are getting in on the action.
We sold them in 40 states last year, and foreign countries in Europe and Asia.
That's West Danville's resident iceologist, Donald Walker. He's also in charge of organizing the guessing game. Guessing when Joe's Pond will thaw has been a rite of spring passage for some 80 years. These days, the contest is almost high-tech.
We've got a clock out there that's probably about 50 years old, electric clock, and it's tied to a line that is tied to a pallet with a cement block on it with a rope, to, I'd say, about 100 yards out on Joe's Pond. And when that line breaks the electrical connection to the clock, that's the official time that the ice is out.
Contestants have to put up a dollar and guess the date, hour, and minute. The ice has always thawed between April 15th and May 15th. Walker says last year it was April 28th at 9:45 a.m. But beyond that, there's not much science involved in predicting when Joe's Pond will thaw.
I can watch that clock for 2 weeks before the ice actually goes out, and in fact, 2 hours before it goes out, and you can't tell.
West Danville is a pastoral town northeast of the capital, Montpelier. But Walker says folks take the ice out wager pretty seriously.
People have accused us of shredding the line and this type of thing, but it's all on the up and up. We don't fool around with it.
Betting on the thaw ends April 1st. Today's high temperature is expected to reach 38 degrees. Yesterday's high was 35 degrees. The winner gets half of the money collected, a total of about $5,000 last year. The rest pays for one of West Danville's warmer pastimes, the 4th of July fireworks.